So today we wrap up what is called the octave of Easter. Easter being, along with Christmas, being such great feast days that we take 8 days to celebrate these very mysteries. It takes 8 days to celebrate the great resurrection. And today we call Divine Mercy Sunday. Today being that second Sunday in Easter. Back in 2000, John Paul II, he set aside this day. Set aside this day to contemplate the mercy that God offers to us. One of the great mysteries of our faith. And this mystery comes to us, or this feast day, it comes as a result of a private revelation to Saint Faustina. Right, like John Paul II, a native Pole. And to her, in these private revelations, what we receive, as we see here in the sanctuary, is this image of divine mercy. Right, this image that shows one of the fundamental characteristics of who God is, namely that he is merciful, that he desires to offer us his very mercy. And today the church gives us a beautiful gospel now to begin to contemplate what divine mercy is. Right, the gospel that we hear today are those apostles of Jesus, those people that were closest to him, those ones who saw him at his best, those ones who saw his great preaching, who saw the miracles, who saw the great crowds come around him. It's Jesus who reveals himself, the resurrected Jesus, who reveals himself to these same men. And it's interesting that we contemplate mercy around this story. Because, right, it was those 12 men, it was those apostles who were there for Jesus at the best times. However, when things turned south, it was then that they abandoned him. Right? It was then that they were able to do away with everything that they had seen, and they abandoned Jesus in that hour that he needed him the most. But today we hear, right, that those same men, they're locked in the upper room for fear of the Jews. They're up there because now things have turned south for them. But Jesus doesn't abandon them. Jesus is still there. Jesus comes and encounters them right there in their moment of need. And you see, the same thing is true for us, right? When we abandon our Lord, he still comes back and he still offers us his mercy. He always gives us this opportunity to be reconciled back to him. And that's exactly what we see in the gospel that we contemplate today. Right? That those men who saw him at his best and abandoned him at his time of most need, Jesus still, he's still there. He's still there to offer that very mercy. And also, in that same light, we have a chance now to contemplate the great mystery, or the great doubting Thomas. Right, Thomas, in all likelihood, was probably a combination of both angry and sad. And anybody who's felt both of those emotions at the same time, who's been extremely angry and extremely sad, knows what a dangerous concoction that really is. Right, when we're angry and sad, those are two passions, those are two emotions that have the capacity to really take over our lives. And with Thomas, I think it was a combination of those two things. Angry that the man that he thought was going to reconcile all of Israel, the man that he had placed all his hope in, had failed. And sad at the same time that, you know, his good friend, that he had perished, that he had since died. And so, at least what I think too is, when the apostles come to him and they tell him, listen, Thomas, we're telling you, we've seen him, we've seen the resurrected Lord, he's still there. Thomas was probably thinking, listen guys, I've already gone through all this, I don't want to do this again. Why are you playing around with me? Don't toy with my heart like this. But it's not until our resurrected Lord, it's not until he comes and he shows him his pure side, he shows the holes in his hands, right? It's then that Thomas truly comes to believe. Right? It's when Thomas sees the wounds that Jesus endured for him. The wounds that he endured to forgive his sins, that Thomas falls on his knees and says, "My Lord and my God." And you see, the church now, the church has interpreted this text that we hear today as the beginning now of the sacrament of confession. That as our Lord, as he encountered them, as he breathed the Holy Spirit into those 11 apostles, as he told them, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and those you retain are retained." Right? It's here now that we believe that our Lord instituted that sacrament of mercy, that sacrament of confession. Right? And it's beautiful here now too that as that happens, as they receive that, what does Jesus tell them? But tells them that now, as you have received this great gift of mercy, now I'm sending you out. Now you are going to go out into the world and show them what this mercy now means, not only to you, but now bestow that on everyone else. To bestow it and to bestow it abundantly. You see, the sacrament of confession it's one of those sacraments that I don't think that we understand properly. We understand that it gives us the forgiveness of sins. But again, I don't think we ever really kind of see it in that light. I mean, it's one of those things that for us, confession is never something that's fun to do. It's like I tell people this all the time, especially folks who haven't been to confession for years. You know, I tell them, I say, "Listen, I understand that this probably isn't the highlight of your day." Right? It's not fun. It's not fun having to look deep inside who we are. But in reality, what we're celebrating is we're celebrating the fact that God offers his mercy to us. And what a great gift that truly is. Right? Those same apostles now are sent out into the world to bestow that mercy. And so for us now too, priests now, as the other Christ, as those instruments of mercy, now we too are sent out so as to do the same thing, so as to bestow that forgiveness, to bestow that mercy that God gave to Thomas and to all the other apostles. And this is a thing to remember, especially as we contemplate this mystery, as we contemplate this great sacrament over the course of this great Divine Mercy Sunday, is to remember that, again, for us as priests, in the confessional, we're not judge, jury, and executioner. In fact, we're none of those things. As I remind people all the time, you know, for me, again, I'm not even there to judge you. I got enough on my own plate to deal with. Nonetheless, judging what other people are doing. But the reality, as we see in the gospel today, as our Lord sends out those apostles, me now as someone who's called now to be sent out, as we hear in this gospel, I'm called now to be that instrument of mercy. I'm called now to bestow that mercy that God wanted to bestow on those 11 men. And so for us now, as we continue to celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday, may we reflect upon the beauty that is the sacrament of confession. May we see it through that lens, through the lens of understanding that this is what God wants to bestow on us. What he wants to give to us is the forgiveness of his sins. Right? Is that great mystery of his mercy. And as we reflect upon that, may we too, like St. Thomas, may we fall on our knees, proclaiming those beautiful words, "My Lord and my God."